Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
I'm not into the bad news at the moment. What's going on with services here? 48's not an expansionary territory.
No, it's not great, is it? But actually, just a little fact before we start, Mike. Polymarket, the betting site in the US, chances of the war ending by the end of March, 8% at the moment.
Eight. I'd take a bit of that.
Yeah, and by April the 15th, 32%, so one in three chance. So there you go.
Okay.
Listeners out there, they've got an information advantage now on everybody else. Now, let's talk about the services sector. Yeah, it was disappointing was the term used in the commentary, and I think that's probably apt. It is the largest part of the New Zealand economy. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index for February. 48, as you said, it fell 2.7 points. The long-term average is 52.8, so well below the long-term average. So, look, we're back in contraction territory. This is according to the respondents in the survey, and that comes after two successive months of reading above 50, which complemented very nicely the narrative of an improving economy. So we're now back to levels that we were looking at the end of last year when we were waiting for evidence of the improving economy. All of the main sub-indexes in that survey are in contraction. Look, Mike, the recent evidence strongly suggests that the economy is recovering, but here's a reminder that the recovery is gradual, it's potentially patchy and possibly quite fragile. Employment certainly looks weak in the survey. That's not what we want to see. It is the lowest reading since January 2025 and the lowest reading for new orders business since August of last year. So global average is 53.4, so we're also well below that. The composite index, you combine it with Friday's manufacturing index, is 48.7 on a GDP-weighted basis, so yeah, also not great. Very good descriptive sentence in the commentary. I thought it said the existing weakness in the PSI further highlights New Zealand's vulnerability to external shocks at a time when its emergence from recession is already fragile. And we've got a reasonably serious external shock brewing, haven't we?
Yes.
So we would like to see that improve next month.
Okay, perk me up with the housing news then.
Well, I can't really perk you up. I mean, it didn't disappoint, but it didn't exactly sparkle. The house price index dead flat year on year. So the housing market from a price point of view is basically going nowhere. But Mike, I think you've got to characterise this differently. Isn't stable good? Stable is good.
Mm-hmm.
So on a seasonally adjusted basis, the housing price index did lift 0.6% in February. That's the biggest lift we've seen on a monthly basis in 2 years. So I think the recent trend is potentially more encouraging. The big centres are improving, so that trend is good. Turnover has been improving. We're in the busy months of the year for the housing market. Sales have been looking better, but as I've said before, the inventory keeps heading up too, and the median days to sell a property has gone up. I mean, anecdotally, Mike, you talk to the agents out there, and they're all bullish at the moment. They're all talking recovery. They're saying it's busy. There's more shoes out the front of the open homes. But just at the moment, the numbers we are looking at aren't reflecting that vibe just yet.
Shoes at the open home. It's so true. All right. Perk me up with some spending.
Well, I'm doing my best here, haven't I? Look, banks have been sharing their data. We are seeing some recovery. Official Stats New Zealand data released yesterday for electronic card transactions also shows us retail spending rebounded in February, up 1.4% over the month. That's good, but it was weak in January, remember. Total retail spending year on year now at 1.5%. Core retail spending lifted 1.6% year on year, up 2.4%. As I said, January number, we had poor weather, so that depressed the number there. You may recall I've sort of spoken about generally characterising January data as being a bit of a breather.
Yeah.
So we're looking for re-establishment of improving numbers in February. There's evidence of that here. Look, if I had to look at the total electronic card transaction data, it's subdued, but there has been a lift in discretionary spending. We do like the look of that. But Mike, I guess the postscript to everything I'm saying here is it wouldn't be unexpected to see this Middle East conflict weigh on data in March and April.
Sure.
And unfortunately, we get GDP numbers for this week, and the Q4 starting point for economy looks like it will be lower than expected. So right now, we're getting a headwind on this economic recovery that we hadn't anticipated, and it's going to make it all quite hard work.
Give me some numbers.
Well, here you go. The US share markets are up. The Dow Jones is up 370 points, 0.8%. The S&P 500 is up 1%. 6697, that's all good. And the NASDAQ is up 1.36%. So here you go, we're closing on a high. 300 points on the NASDAQ, 22,406. The FTSE 100 was up just over 0.5% overnight, 10,317. The Nikkei, small fall, 68 points, 0.13%, 53751. And about a 0.25% fall on the Shanghai Composite. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.39% on the ASX 200, 8583. And the NZX 50 lost 23 points, 0.17%, 13,164. Kiwi dollar, 0.5844, a little bit weaker against the US. Against the Aussie, 0.8285, 0.5084 euro, 0.4393 pounds, 93.07 Japanese yen. Gold has dipped below $5,000, 4992. And Brent crude, when we were during our trading day yesterday, got up over $106. It's now fallen back, and it is currently at 101.68.
Have a good one, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.